The idea of the mastermind itself is really for you to learn what you want to learn. And it's half wisdom and half faith. That's what we're hoping you'll get out of this. But it's also business development, experiential, and also post-production content. So make sure you get all three of those different things. It should be a great experience, wisdom and faith, great business development. We curate these rooms, so you'll find the people here to be fascinating, eclectic in their nature, but there's some, you know, great individuals here right now and are coming later as well. And so we're very excited to have you. The first component is going to be intros and asks. And we're probably the only mastermind I know that specifically forces you to ask. And it's a big belief of mine that the greatest illustration of faith is asking. It's Christmas time and a lot of people love to give. Anybody here like to give? Anyone ever hear, the more you give, the more you receive? Anyone believe that? Yeah, I believe it too. The problem is I don't think we're taught that in the right way. I think a lot of people energetically think of it as a quid pro quo, either subconsciously, consciously, or even unconsciously, that I'm going to give so I can receive. It's a trade. It's a negotiation. A lot of people believe that, and it's out of scarcity that they believe that, even though they're extremely generous in their giving. There's a several components. So I wondered why the most generous, kind people I know don't have the most. If the more you give, the more you receive, then people like my mom, who raised six kids, worked two jobs as a second grade teacher, packed our dinners in a paper bag, filled up turnstiles with greeting cards at convenience stores just so we could eat. Why isn't she a billionaire? Because I guarantee she gave everything all the time and still does. Just like our first responders, our United States vets, they give everything. Why aren't they the richest people? It's because if you look at all the religious, spiritual, theoretical texts, it all says the more you give, the more you're given. So the first thing that we have to do today is let's elevate our awareness through gratitude and forgiveness of what we're given today. We have to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Sometimes it comes in a form that you won't even imagine. For me, one of the greatest lights, loves, and lessons of my life came from losing everything. And to understand that it took a lot of gratitude and forgiveness in order to effectuate all that I'm given. But even more importantly, most people don't like to receive. They feel bad, guilty, resentful, not worthy. And so they give 100%, and then people, they realize what they're given, and then like, well, no, it's okay. I'm okay. I'll just take 98% back. Well, I did the math, and if you take less than 100% back from what you're given, you're going to end up at zero. I'll repeat that. If you give more than you receive, if you give more than you receive, if you're not worthy of that, you will end up at zero. It's a zero-sum game, eventually, just a matter of time. So I want the practice today and through the holidays, not just to worry about what you're giving to everyone else, but I want you to really be intentional about finding the light, the love, and the lessons in what you're given, and know that your faith is reliant upon you receiving. Anybody feel, again, good when you give? So why do we cheat everybody? Has anyone ever felt bad about receiving? Has anyone ever felt? So you just cheated that person that tried to give. When we're here, we're seeking wisdom and faith from each other. This is a curated room of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. You would not be here unless you're that type of person. The advantage of building a community and continue to growing a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other is they buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Nothing will guarantee your success more than having a big community of people that are buying from each other and selling for each other. Not just product, service, solutions, and brands, but ideas, inspiration. These are the things that we share with one another. So to illustrate our faith, we start with one of the biggest things that I think is congruent with the holidays for me is going beyond giving everything I can to everyone I can, elevating my awareness to all that I'm given during the holidays, also being worthy of receiving it. But the greatest illustration of my faith And my faith is based off a simple faith. Something bigger than me, that's omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, it's infinite, unified system of thought that loves me more than my mom. It's that simple. But to illustrate my true faith, I always ask for more. And you'll see today, because I'm going to go around as the first exercise and have you do a quick intro on who you are. But everyone's going to forget your name, trust me, unless they're writing it down. More importantly, I want you to truly tell me your objective of being here. And at the end, you're going to get one ask. Everyone gets an ask of me, the group, whoever. You'll get to ask. If you're not asking for more, you have no faith. And I know people get mad at me, but I believe that in my deepest, inherently, genetically and energetically inherited self, that my true faith is relying upon me believing there's more than enough of everything for everyone. And when I do, I should have no problem receiving and especially no problem asking for more. When you leave here, I want you to feel comfortable not only through the holidays, but as we grow as a community of giving more, being given more, receiving more, and asking for more than more. So that next time you're giving more than more, being given more than more, receiving more than more, and then asking for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm old? With more than enough of everything for everyone. Because I know there's more than enough. I have no problem. When I get scarce in my mind, I think about, what if I wanted steak? And this table had 100 steaks on this one table. And you three guys, 100 steaks here. I should have no problem asking for one of their steaks. Why? Because there's more than enough steak for these three guys. That's the way I think in my mind. So if I'm asking for money, if I'm asking for help, if I'm asking for mentorship, if I'm asking as if there's more than enough of it, and I'm just going to give you the joy of giving it to me. Because I know you love to give. If you're capable of giving, you love to give. And so the idea of today is within the context of this community of helping one another, knowing people that help one another, that we are all here to give everything we can to the group, to elevate our awareness to what we're given from this group, to receive it and be worthy of it, but ask for more. So at the end, I'm going to ask for your name and your objective of being here. You can give whatever title you want to give yourself or a quick brief, you know, I'm Dave, speaker, author, entrepreneur, asshole. And my objective of being here is to teach you the infinite loop of giving. And then at the end, you're going to get your ask. And that's with Marshall Falk and Dickerson's here too. You might stop by. Tom Billier's coming to dinner tonight. Rob Riggle's flying in to be with us. You're going to get an eclectic group of people that have a desire that they must be what they can be. And you're going to love all the people that are speaking today in all areas. You're going to really love it.